Quackenbush. Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton doesn't wait 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. And it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
Like you stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Por un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich live in a Priority One Security Studios. This hour of the program brought to you by First Team Sports. If you ain't first, you're last. At First Team Sports, they're first. So it means a great deal to them to be first and not last. Lots to talk about today. Assessing college football. That's sort of the tenor of the show. Because, frankly, Clemson's opponent is not interesting. We spent a lot of time, we spent a lot of airtime, a lot of words, a lot of language, a lot of voice, a modulation, a lot of pen, ink, a lot of parchment.
And quill.
And quill was used to discuss Louisville last week and Auburn before that and Kent State before that because, frankly, it was the first game. This is the first time all season where Clemson's opponent is just not interesting. And so it gives us a chance to take a collective breath and reassess what's going on around us in college football.
You've come to my side. Remember
how
I felt yesterday?
They're a terrible opponent.
I didn't even put them on the You Pick 'em this week. I didn't put Clemson on the You Pick 'em.
I was a little bit surprised.
I mean,
you know, Walda says something to you every week about putting Clemson. You can't be putting Clemson on there all the time. And I thought she's going to do it. She's going to do it.
I could give a free win to everybody would really be what it would be because people would just pick Clemson and it would be unanimous. So, I mean, a game like Alabama-Vanderbilt still might be unanimous in terms of who picks who. But there's a little more intrigue. And one team is not a 34.5 point favorite. So,
yeah.
That was a kind of the more fun game to go with. I think we have some really fun games this week on the You Pick 'em. This is going to be a challenging week.
Can we address the You Pick 'em contest for a moment just from last week? How many games in the You Pick 'em contest from last week did everybody pick the same team? Wasn't there like four games that were unanimous?
Here we go. Let's see. Wisconsin-BYU, that's one. And Southern Cal-Texas, Texas Tech, Arizona State, and then every single one of us picked South Carolina.
Okay.
So, yeah, there were four unanimous games.
And we went 3-1, and one of the teams that we unanimously picked won in overtime.
Yes.
So, again, even when it looks terrible, remember we said this last week. We had this conversation. I remember saying it very clearly. This week looks like nothing to see here type of week, which means we are going to have some upsets.
And it was our worst week. Lose. It was the worst week record-wise by anybody. I mean, our champion.
Well, I had a bounce-back week. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
7-3.
I have a problem with it.
7-3 should not be the champ. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to take away from your championship.
That's
no,
okay.
It was a great week for you.
It's like the batting title going to a guy hitting 265. It's not what you want.
Yeah.
That's not what you
want. It's not what you want. But I know you, and I know you'll take it.
I will take the victory anytime, but I will also accept, as I've told teams to do for millennia, it feels like, and every time I say it, fans of that team get all bent out of shape. Pukwaka wins a win. You know what? 7-3 is like my minimum expectation. If I can win with my minimum expectation, then so be it. But 7-3 is what I minimally would like to do every single week. I would prefer to be better than that. So I'm going to take the win, but also I'm not trying to go 7-3. I'm not assuming that 7-3 is going to be good enough every week to win.
True. Because week one, you went 7-3, and we had people go 9-1 and 8-2, you know?
Before last week's games, I hate starting this show with just, it seems like poking the bear.
We have to talk about this.
Yeah, I kind of feel,
right?
Yeah.
I kind of want to read it.
It just,
it's really funny.
I want to read it too because I didn't know it was that big a deal. And Sanders brought this to our attention just not that long ago. And so I'm now reading through this Ray Tanner letter to the Gamecock fans. This is an absolute disaster. In fact, Clemson's game day experience right now, and I'll just say it, it's so good that this is like a laughable embarrassment.
Yeah.
In comparison to Clemson, which everything Clemson and South Carolina do is in comparison to one another. When the athletic director has to apologize, when Dan Radakovich sends a letter to fans, it's normally thanking them for being so awesome to the opposing team and stuff like that. He's never having to apologize for a dreadful game day atmosphere.
Can I please do the honor of reading part of this?
Yes.
It's kind of long.
And by the way.
But let's do it.
How precipitous was the fall from grace for South Carolina? Where they were almost ranked. I mean, they're about to be ranked. They beat Kentucky 3-0, and they're about to be ranked. Even though they were next to last in total offense and dead last in total defense in the Southeastern Conference, they were 2-0. And so, basically, we weren't supposed to. Remember that? We're not supposed to talk about that. Because when you talk about that, you're being a hater. You're being such a hater, and they won the games, Quawk, so you shut your mouth because they won the games, and you can't talk about it.
We tried to warn the same. I mean, give a similar warning about who Louisville had played.
And Kansas State.
I think Clemson fans were a little more receptive to that.
Yes.
Thinking, and maybe Louisville fans to a certain extent, but heaven forbid we criticize Missouri NC State, even though Purdue went and put a shellacking on Missouri. Oh my gosh.
Remember when I dared to make the outrageous claim that the combined record of Purdue and NC State this year will probably be below 500? And maybe that's wrong. Maybe Purdue's better than we thought, Missouri. I'm sorry. I'm still in Louisville mode. Sorry. When I'm criticizing all these teams for who they play, they just get jumbled in my head. The combined record of Missouri and NC State are going to be below 500. And again, like, you can't say that stuff because you're being such a hater, and how dare you bring up stats when the team's winning? How dare you? Don't analyze anything. Well, now they're 2-1, and they're basically just lighting everything on fire, which in Columbia, it burns easily because it's 100 degrees and there's nothing but sun. There's no clouds or trees. So you light something on fire, and it just spreads. It's like holding a magnifying glass down to anything in Columbia, and it immediately bursts into flames, like when you were a kid burning grass.
Okay.
So they are really lighting the entire city on fire. And the game day experience in Columbia is not the best thing in the world anyway, because let's face it, it is Columbia. But apparently it reached new heights or depths, depending on your vantage point on Saturday. So, without further ado, Kelly Gramlich, please, the mea culpa from Ray Tanner.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah, we need it. We do. We need a messenger.
I need a scroll.
Hear ye, from the office of Ray Tanner, athletic director.
Dear Gamecocks, as his word begins, thank you so much for supporting our Carolina student athletes. Your passion for our Gamecocks is unparalleled and was never more evident than the great attendance Saturday night against Kentucky. Good start.
Good start, yeah.
Here we go. Now it gets serious. I have heard from many of you concerning issues about your experience on game day.
By the way, can I just interrupt you just for a moment? I had a grad school class where I had a professor who was Chinese, and she talked about the different ways that people address emails in China as opposed to here, like business-wise. In China, that first paragraph doesn't exist. They just literally go into what the problem is.
Right.
They go right to the problem. In America, we like to butter you up first. You guys are awesome. We thank you so much.
Right.
You know, when you send stuff out, you're like, hope you have a great weekend. And then an unrelated thing that has nothing to do with hope you had a great weekend is coming after.
Exactly.
So let's just get that out of the way.
All
go
right.
ahead.
So he buttered him up. Then he continues. You should always have an enjoyable time when you visit one of our venues, especially Williams-Brice Stadium. After meeting with my staff, contractual partners, and vendors, I would like to share with you what I have learned.
This is not good.
Paragraph 3. Early in Saturday's game, we began experiencing water pressure issues in the stadium, severely impacting concessions and restrooms. He's referencing
the plumbing. I don't know why
you're
laughing about
this.
This is serious. This is serious stuff. And frankly, Ray Tanner was the last to learn about it. That's what this
City of Columbia Waterworks personnel were contacted and began working with university plumbers.
Why are you laughing about this? It's a serious problem.
To resolve the issue as soon as the low pressure was reported. After extensive investigation.
Wait. The low pressure reported, not the inability to sack the quarterback.
No,
this is another kind
water
of low pressure.
Pressure.
This is another kind of low pressure. Go ahead.
After extensive investigation, the team discovered a flow
this
issue.
Is like 2020. This is like after an
We're
extensive investigation.
About water pressure in the most serious way possible.
The team discovered a flow issue
related to a valve on an underground line outside the stadium. The issue has been resolved. And we do not anticipate it being an issue moving forward.
Can't you just see that being like the promo?
The third paragraph is about the waste system.
Oh yeah, like the promo for Dateline. This week on Dateline, an extensive investigation discovers a flow issue. Is it related to a valve on an underground line outside the stadium? Find out on Dateline Fridays at 9 on NBC or whatever it is.
All right, so I think we're past these sewage issues. It continues.
Okay.
To help alleviate the lines at concession stands around the stadium, we have points of sale around the stadium that are just for drinks, peanuts, and candy. If you're in a line at a concession stand just for these items, there are beverage portable kiosks near you that may have a shorter line. We have added even more of these portables for this week's game.
So basically what he just said, okay,
is that we can't form lines?
Well, there are a couple things that
Gamecock
this
fans can't adequately
suggests.
Form lines?
There's
what?
There's no way that you can say we love you fans and you're so awesome, but you're so stupid that you don't know that you don't have to wait in line for things that are available in other places. Like, you know how long it takes me to figure that out? Literally the first time I'm in a place. Little John Coliseum, I have my places where if I want popcorn, I'm not going to stand in line with the burger and the souvenir Coke people. I just want a popcorn in a 20 ounce. So I go to that little popcorn stand in the corner where I find out people's name because I'm probably going to go refill it at some point during the game. I find out a people's name. We have a running conversation because there's no one there. Legitimately, what Ray Tanner's saying is some of you are so dumb that you are standing in line for things otherwise more readily available to you and clogging up the lines at these massive concession stands for things that you don't have to wait in line for. And people who have to wait in line for those things, the people who want a burger or grilled chicken or something like that, they can't do it. I don't understand how this is a serious problem other than to say the average IQ of your fan base at the game is kind of low and you need to address that in a respectful manner.
Yes. Well,
we're not going to get through all this in the first segment.
No. I mean, well, we could if you would let me.
Look, I need to address these things as they come.
I'm glad that he got the sewage issues out of the way and the line issues. We have trouble with lines. He continues about the DJ, all right? He says, I have received a lot of questions from you about our DJ and the volume of the music. Modifications will be made for the next game, and we hope that you can find the sound level more enjoyable. We will continue to monitor the impact of the DJ as we move through the season and make adjustments as needed. The impact of the DJ.
The impact of the DJ was apparently negative. Apparently having a DJ in the stadium was a bad thing.
Honestly, though, no one compares to DJ Shay.
No. I'll say more good stuff about DJ Shea coming back because he is a baller.
We just have two more paragraphs. We'll finish them off and then you can give me more thoughts after the break.
We'll get some more thoughts after the break.
We invest a lot of time and effort planning to create a better atmosphere and game day experience for all of our fans. From concessions to the 2001 entrance to in-game music and videos, we want to make Williams-Brice Stadium the best place to watch a game and the toughest place for opponents to play. Our goals are high. I want us to be the best at everything we do. When we don't reach our goals, it is disappointing. I promise you, we will work diligently to make your visit special to watch the Gamecocks play. We appreciate your support, blah, blah, blah. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you Saturday afternoon in Williams-Brice. Go Gamecocks.
Well, we hope they see you Saturday afternoon, although with this terrible experience where there's no water pressure and you can't flush the toilets and you can't wash your hands in the sink. And everybody's in the same one line for concessions that are available 19 different places because they can't see the place over there. I don't know who would go back. And your team loses to Kentucky every time.
Maybe
I don't know
the
why
lines
you go back.
Were struggling because, like, the bathroom situation was a mess. I mean, this is just a whole mess.
Look,
you lose to Kentucky and your sewage system is not working in your stadium.
I got so many thoughts. So many thoughts on this coming back.
I didn't expect to laugh so much. Poor Gamecock fans.
They thought they were in great shape 2-0, even though analytics hated what they did to start. And then now, all of a sudden, they're 2-1, and their stadium's basically broken beyond repair. And everything they did stunk. And bless their hearts.
Thank you, Wendy, on Twitter for saying, so far, this is the best show y'all have ever done.
Well.
Thank you.
Look,
we didn't
do it. Credit
Shout
South
out to
Carolina.
Ray Tanner.
Credit South Carolina for being an utter disaster on game day.
And for Ray Tanner pinning the letter of the year, really.
This really is not even, this is not even us going out of our way to hate
no.
on South Carolina.
We're just reading, we're reading
you,
the letter.
This is you literally choosing to be terrible by yourselves. This is not, we're just reporting the news right now. You chose to be terrible by yourselves. God bless America. Stay with us. More commentary on South Carolina's sucky game day coming up next.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Randy Strickland and Greg Wells of Kiwi Financial Group have been serving the upstate for almost 60 years. They take pride in building successful investment, insurance, and retirement strategies to ensure financial peace of mind for you, your family, and your business. As independent advisors, they're not bound by expensive proprietary plans, but they can offer you successful strategies and options that suit your financial goals. Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043 or go online at kiwifg.com.
Kick off the 2017 Clemson football season with a new EasyGo golf cart from R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports in Seneca and Anderson. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports is a factory-authorized dealer for EasyGo and Cushman vehicles. For the best in sales and service, pickup and delivery, and great 0% financing options, it's never been easier to get your dream EasyGo golf cart. If you need to rent a golf cart for the Clemson game, stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
It's a great time to buy a new or certified pre-owned Ford car, truck, or SUV from Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new Fusion, Escape, Edge, Focus, Explorer, or F-150. With approved credit, 0% financing could be available. You heard right. 0% APR with approved credit could be yours. A new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Anderson Ford. Doing business differently. Anderson Ford. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at andersonfordsc.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Are you looking for a 1-carat diamond under $3,000? I have good news. We have some, and they're worth taking a look at. I have access to diamonds in all prices, all qualities, and from all over the world. Tell me what you're looking for, and if I don't have it, I'll find it for you, and you take a look and see what you think. I can get in one diamond, I can get in a dozen diamonds. And yes, it really is that easy. We have financing available for almost any budget, including 12 months no interest. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
When I first heard about the health dare, I was skeptical.
I was skeptical.
I was definitely skeptical.
My doctor said I needed to lose weight, but I wasn't sure if this was for me.
I'd already tried everything.
Other programs just weren't sustainable.
Then I heard on the radio how the health dare was helping all these people reverse their diabetes.
How the health dare was getting people off their blood pressure medicine.
How much weight people were losing on the health dare.
So with a money-back guarantee, I tried it.
I decided to take the health dare.
I took the health dare 90-day challenge.
That was months ago. In 8 weeks, I lost 48 pounds and 22 inches.
I couldn't believe it, but I lost 41 pounds of fat and 45 inches in just 5 weeks.
With the health dare, I lost over 200 pounds. But more importantly, I'm off my cholesterol and blood pressure meds, and my CPAP machine is in the closet.
It's because I took the health dare.
The health dare.
The health dare. And I dare you.
Book today at thehealthdare.com. That's thehealthdare.com.
Book your free consultation with a health coach at idaregreenville.com.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, football season, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
Shall we begin?
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! I've got my head checked by a jumbo check.
And the fans who brave the elements, the traffic, the beating sun to get to Williams-Brice Stadium, we're treated to yet a series of unfortunate circumstances as they walk to the game. They got into the stadium waiting to cheer on their Gamecocks, only to find concession lines that wound around the concourse. And then the game started, and it got even worse. With my feet in a pile of sewage, Jeremy Schapp, ESPN.
That was off the cuff. We had multiple. We had multiple ones. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying. That was great.
Any fans who wanted to turn on the faucet to wash their hands in the bathroom were treated to a neat surprise. The things that happened after that, however, were even worse than their rotting hands of... I don't know. I can't even do it. Basically, the point is the game was worse than the sewage pile. I don't know the back of the sewage.
Do you think the unflappable Jeremy Schapp would even lose it reporting from Willie B on Saturday?
This is not a one take. This is not a one take. This is not a one take report. Oh, man. Oh, man. Who knew that traffic would flow better than water from the faucets at Williams-Brice?
That's good.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to just put a disclaimer on this show?
Yeah, I'm going to put a disclaimer. Could you give me a hear ye,
hear ye? Hear ye, hear ye, from Kelly Gramlich to all.
To all the listeners today, I just want to say that In our hump day headlines, we're going to talk about schedules, and we're going to talk about South Carolina's 2018 schedule. So pairing this segment with South Carolina's dumpster fire of a 2018 schedule, I'm just going to put out there that it might not be a good day for Gamecocks on the program. Now, we're going to try to be as fair as possible. We read Ray Tanner's letter. We're going to read the schedule and give our subsequent analysis. However, I just want to give a fair warning, a disclaimer, you know, parental guidance, parental warning on there. If you are a parent of young Gamecocks, or if there are any young Gamecocks listening that might not be able to handle it, just want to make that clear to everybody. The end.
I mean, I can't even read the text right now. I can't even read it. I can't even go through this. I can't even do it. Oh my gosh. I mean, Tim and Pendleton, complimentary Lysol cans under the sink. LOL. I can't read that one. Oh my gosh.
We're trying to keep it together, people. Oh, we apologize.
Oh my gosh. How about the fans fighting? Did you see that video?
I don't think I did.
The fans fighting.
Did fights break out?
Oh, like an all-out. I don't even know if that was before, during, or after the game. I have no idea. But I'm not going to say that. It was people fighting. It was just dudes, like bros being dudes at a tailgate.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah, basically,
hey,
like somebody tried to arm wrestle somebody.
That's what they say.
After they played cornhole, and then somebody crushed a beer can on their head, and then all hell broke loose. I don't know what happened.
Can I say something serious about South Carolina real quick?
Yeah.
It is very, very unfortunate that Debo Samuel is hurt for them. I mean,
it really
that's
is.
Huge.
I was devastated.
And you never,
I really like watching play.
I feel like South Carolina has had some bad injury issues in the past, some bad luck. Obviously, Marcus Lattimore comes to mind. But gosh, that's a big blow to them. I mean, he's their best player. He is their best overall player, without a doubt. And how dynamic he was in special teams, he can change a game. And you just hate it for him as well. So on a serious note, that is not good.
He is legitimately their scoring.
Yeah, he is.
He is their points. How are they going to score? I'm stunned right now thinking about, it gives me a headache trying to figure out how South Carolina is going to score without Debo Samuel. I mean, seriously, if you're a South Carolina fan, you're not just distraught about losing this guy, which I think he's a great young man. I love watching him play in high school. When South Carolina got him, I mean, you knew Clemson wasn't going to get him because they were, you know, fishing in a different body of water. But I thought Debo Samuel was going to be a heck of a player. And now he's doing it. The guy ran two opening kickoffs back and then scored on the first play from scrimmage. I mean, what is South Carolina going to do when they have to actually drive the ball the first time they get? They don't know how. They don't know how to drive the ball the first series. What's Jake Bentley going to do? Look at his numbers. Jake Bentley's numbers aren't that great. We'll get back to the sewage pit and the mess in a second. But Jake Bentley, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions so far in 3 games. Debo Samuel's got 15 catches, which is the same as Brian Edwards. But he's got like 60% more yards. I'm just trying to do some quick math here. He's got 3 of their 6 receiving touchdowns. They're scoring this season. They've scored 11 touchdowns as a team, and Debo Samuel's responsible for 6 of them. 6. Rico Dowdle has 2 touchdowns. Hayden Hurst has 2 touchdowns, including 1 on a jet sweep. It wasn't even receiving. And then you have Ortre Smith with 1. Who's going to score? Legitimately, the rest of their team has fewer touchdowns combined than Debo Samuel. I don't know what you're going to do. Your next game, if you're a South Carolina fan, is Louisiana Tech, and that is a game where you get right. Hopefully. Then you got to go to Texas A&M, and I think very lowly of Texas A&M. I couldn't think much worse of Texas A&M, but how in the world are you going to score 20 or 24 or 27 or 30? Because A&M's probably going to score in the 20s at least against you. They can at least score some points. And John Chavis, a pretty good defensive coordinator. You going in there without your best player. Then you play Arkansas. TCU destroyed Arkansas, but it's not like they scored 50-plus. They scored 28. Arkansas's offense literally never moved it, and TCU didn't run the score up with great field position the whole day. You got to go to Georgia. That's a great defense. Vandy, for crying out loud, is a great defense. Florida's got a really good defense that only scores. Literally the only way they score is on defense. And then you got Clemson's defense. Now, you face some of the worst defenses you'll see. And then you've got Deebo Samuel as your ace in the hole against Missouri and NC State. When the offense actually has to function to score points, I don't know what this team's going to look like offensively. And if I'm a South Carolina fan, I'm scared to death for my bowl prospects without this guy. I'll be honest. It's way beyond stadium atmosphere next week. There's fear and trepidation about what's coming next.
Quack, I'll say, listeners, if you want a few more laughs, Gamecock Athletics tweeted out the letter.
Oh, no.
And the responses are absolute gold. So, if you just want to continue this, because I think we shouldn't harp on this forever, and we won't.
But we should hype on it for some time now.
Oh, man, some of these. I mean, people are saying the traffic was terrible, too. And Gamecock Athletics even responded there, said, we are also working with law enforcement to alleviate various issues around traffic. It's like they don't have anything figured out.
Have you not been going to South Carolina games for the last 100 years where there's traffic every game? Maybe it was worse. Can I read you this thing before we get to Twitter response from Gamecock Central?
Sure.
This tweet that we just got from Kevin. 986-1566, if you want the text line. 986-1566, if you want to text the program.
It is on fire right now.
At Quawk Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar on Twitter if you'd like to get in with us that way. Or you can call us, 654-ROAR, and we'll get to Delvin's phone call in a moment on the North of Communication phone lines. Gamecock Central posted this. A much-hyped, exciting first home game preceded the night before by a shooting in the Vista during which an opposing fan was shot in the head. That happened.
What?
Included drunken fights in the tailgate lots, which quickly were seen all around the world via Twitter and YouTube. You need to look that up. It was a mosh pit from
hell. A Kentucky fan was shot?
Yes, in the head, in the Vista.
What is going on?
Reggie Merriweather's my roommate. We woke
now
up Saturday morning
to
that
anymore.
News. I know. Highly anticipated pyrotechnics accompanying the team's entrance that failed.
Yeah, that was
where
bad.
That wasn't even addressed by Ray Tanner, that their pyrotechnics, literally stuff caught on fire. Team captains who lacked the class to shake the opponent's hands pregame, which
that was
Will
bad.
Muschamp also had. Ray Tanner apologized to the fans. Will Muschamp apologized to the world because his players didn't shake hands to try to intimidate a team that they scored 13 points against that gave up more, Southern Miss scored more points. Nasty, smelly bathrooms due to plumbing problems. Heralded new concessions, which are over-congested and ran out of food. A best-in-the-SEC quarterback who's flopped to the ground in pure soccer-esque fashion, faking having been pushed by a big, mean defensive player, was captured on video. We didn't talk about that yet. A fan unity-inspired blackout, which turned into an aluminum out early in the fourth quarter as fans no longer wanted to watch their team get beat and probably retired of smelling terrible and stand in line for 6 years waiting on concessions. And the realization that the team had just lost their fourth game in a row to Kentucky. That's life. That's a 2-day span of time for a South Carolina fan. 2 days. We thought Louisville's blackout was bad. At least they didn't smell it. You know what I'm saying? It smelled like a football game in there. It wasn't like it probably smelled like beer or something.
Oh my God.
Besides, I mean, I'm not gonna say that. That's wrong.
Anyway.
I do feel bad, but we got to laugh at some of this stuff.
We got to laugh. And it just creates more of a, a thankfulness, I would say, for Clemson's home atmosphere. And part of this too, Kwok, I understand that BC is not exciting. As you would say, it's not a sexy football matchup, right? It's Boston College.
Yes.
And they're not any good. However, you only get 7 home games a year, right?
Yes.
And because we do it so well in Death Valley, that's an even more of a reason to show up and pack that stadium, even though the opponent is not exactly great. I think it's going to be a good one on Saturday.
Mike in Simpsonville said only one of their 4 fire tubes worked. They promoted for 3 weeks.
One of them worked.
That's the issue with promotions, too. So, sometimes you promote stuff. Like, there are times where if we're having a guest on and we don't promote it till the time because we don't want to promote something that doesn't happen. You don't have to learn that. I mean, it doesn't take long to learn that.
We do have Manny Robinson today at 205, Willie V at 105.
Yes. So we can't promote those, and those are real. Those are real that are happening. Let's take one phone call on the North of Communication phone lines in this segment. Delvin is up with us next. Hey, Delvin, what's going on?
It's doing great, guys. It was September 16, 2017, as any other day in college football. I'm Tom Renaud on the report of the South Carolina sewer situation. You're back on ESPN.
Tom Rinaldi normally does those heartwarming beats, but he's so serious.
Yeah, you got the heartwarming moves in the background. It started out as any other day as fans were coming to the game. But as they stood in long lines and waited, they had a low pressure problem. In the background.
Oh, man.
The background music playing now, man. man, it did. Not only that, you had a problem. Did the game to be like the way it was in the Luther game on that day? It couldn't get worse for Gamecocks fans that whole day. And you said this could be a get well game. I don't know now. Maybe Louisiana Tech, school host, maybe Louisiana Tech boys, and that might upset. If they lose Louisiana Tech this Saturday, wow.
Oh, all hell's going to break loose there. If they lose to Louisiana Tech, then this season is a disaster. And you're gonna see people call for Muschamp's firing. But I hate to fire a coach and get mad at a coach when your best player, the guy that you literally built your offense around, they spent all this time convincing everybody that Jake Bentley's the guy, and the fans all thought Jake Bentley's the guy. That's a Deebo Samuel-based offense, and Deebo Samuel ain't there. So what they're doing right now is not going to work well until they figure out another formula. I mean, Kurt Roper's on it, and I think he's a really good offensive mind, and they can try some different stuff, and they still got Hurst and Edwards and some playmakers there, and then if they can get anything going to run game, it'll help Bentley tremendously. But there's no question that was Deebo Samuel's offensive football team. I mean, if Louisville lost Lamar Jackson, their offense would stink. Deebo's not quite that important, but they built the thing around him. It's going to take some days. It's not going to look good next week.
Yeah, and this whole stadium situation, didn't they have enough time to do a test run with all this stuff, like the bathroom and stuff? You know you got a game coming up. You know you got months in advance. Should you been doing a test run with the whole DJ situation, all these, what they said, the bit lighter things and all the one on little? Did you have, how many months they had to do a test run with this?
Delvin, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. They probably did. And in fact, I mean, yeah, they had 3 weeks to prepare. But you do wonder, and I'm just going to throw this out. I'm not trying to indict the leadership of South Carolina in any way, shape, or form, because I don't know. But you know how when you get stuck in comparison mode, you compare yourself to somebody else, and then you make decisions based on the comparison? Didn't it feel like what Clemson's doing in games right now is unparalleled. What the social media, the way it's all captured and sent out to the world, it's unparalleled. Clemson leads the world in the way that they capture, create, the way they execute in the game. And that takes meticulous planning and whatever. And South Carolina, I mean, there's no other way to say it. They're just behind. They're behind Clemson right now in that regard. There is no way that South Carolina spent all this time trying to figure it out without test running, but did they bite off more than they could chew because they're so far behind Clemson? They had to test run this stuff, but did they test run it all at one time? You can't, I mean, sewage problems, stuff like that, they happen. I get it. But you can't have other, like some of these other problems are clearly avoidable. You've got avoidable, foreseeable issues. That's not one of them. We're making fun of that, but that's not one of them.
True. And I understand, for example, sometimes it helps the stadium staff and the event staff and all that if you have a Kent State week one, because it's a less high-profile game. You can work out the kinks. You can get ready. The problem with South Carolina is that this was their first home game, and it was a really big game. So they didn't really have kind of, for lack of a better term, a dry run, a practice run with maybe a Kent State or someone.
Right.
So this was their first home game, and obviously they had some things that needed to work out.
654 Roars and Omer, if you'd like to get into the North Communication phone lines, this hour is brought to you by our friends at HTI. Go to the website. We'll just direct you to the website today because they have all the information packaged very neatly for you. If you're sort of a physical laborer, if you're a skilled laborer, and one of the great things is these temp jobs that are out there, temp job industry, I've read so many things about this, that's how people are finding work now, that they're kind of moving around, especially people who are able to do it from place to place finding temp jobs. If you're in the area and you're looking for temp jobs, they can help you with that. If you're looking for stable work, they can help you with that. Go to the website. If this interests you, go to the website, htijobs.com. They have these instant interviews also that are incredible. They're efficient and effective in matching employers with employees that fit. htijobs.com. Short break. We'll come back. More Out of Bounds next.
Join Walt Aptula live this Friday from 3 until 7 at Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson. Get all your game day apparel, tailgating accessories, and great food, as well as craft beer. And enjoy Walt's show live this Friday at Elkmont Trading Company, 100 Liberty Drive in Clemson.
Last year, your Clemson Tigers outpassed, outrushed, outsacked, flat out, outplayed Boston College. This Saturday, the Tigers take their six-game winning streak against the Eagles to the next level in front of a hometown crowd in Death Valley. Game day starts with a Tiger tailgate show and every exciting minute of Clemson Tiger football on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts at 9:30 with a Tiger pregame show on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
They set you up so when you do go out, they don't set you up to fail. They set you up to succeed.
As a unit, it makes everybody successful. And I think that's what it is about JanPro is as a unit, they want to be successful.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Sheriff Taylor?
I'm Sheriff Taylor. What can I do for you?
I'm Collins, State Inspector from Columbia.
Oh, well, you're a week early. My deputy's going to be sorry he missed you. He's visiting with his Aunt Maureen in Mount Pilot.
Is that your 2017 Toyota RAV4 out front?
No, it belongs to my deputy.
Your deputy afford a new vehicle like that, Sheriff?
Well, you see, we always go to the good folks at Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Ralph Hayes
Toyota. They got a good selection and they treat you like family.
Is that right? I've been thinking about a Toyota Corolla myself.
Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's take Barney's RAV4 on over there to Ralph Hayes Toyota and do us some car shopping.
Sure your deputy won't mind.
Well, you know what they say. When the cat's away...
When the cat's, what's a cat got to do with this?
Mr. Collins, I do believe you left your sense of humor back there in Columbia.
Get $3,000 cash back on a 2017 RAV4. Go to RalphHayesToyota.com. Offer includes 224 closing fee with approved credit. Ends October 2nd, 2017.
Ralph Hayes Toyota.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from The Vault. You know, the retro sports apparel store Walt has been telling you about. We are your local go-to store for Clemson championship gear, as well as all your favorite pro and college teams. And as always, all hats in the store are buy one, get one half price, including the championship hats. Please visit us at 213 North Main Street in Greenville or online at vaultretrosports.com. And remember, nobody appreciates your business more than we do.
Coleman, the name that defined outdoor living, has now redefined indoor living with the Coleman Echelon Premium Comfort System, refining efficiency that significantly reduces your energy costs while being environmentally friendly. Redefining technology for quiet operation and connected functionality, giving you precise control. Redefining quality because Coleman HVAC systems are designed, engineered, and assembled in the United States and backed by industry-leading warranties. Stay cool and comfortable throughout this season with Coleman Echelon, provided by A1 Heating and Air. Call A1 Heating and Air today, your local Coleman HVAC dealer, at 864-844-1273. Call A1 Heating and Air at 864-844-1273 and learn how a new Coleman HVAC system can improve your family's home comfort this season and every season.
Hi guys, this is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at localq.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at localq.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. Turn the love and care. And I'll take it there. Girl. I want to love you. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. Turn the love and care. And I'll take it there.
I'm going to... Everything is madness. Everything is madness. I look up at the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz, and it doesn't say Dan Le Batard. It says, and I swear they even listen to our show, it just says the Mad Pooper Show. Like, I just looked up at the logo, it said the Mad Pooper Show.
What is happening, Clark?
What is going on in the world?
Okay, this has been one of the most fun, and I've cried laughing probably three or four times in this 1 hour. Maybe been our most juvenile hour ever, and that's saying something for us.
A lot of adult grown people, both male and female, have really loved this hour, and so you know that potty humor works for people of all ages.
Sadly, especially at the expense of your rival.
Right. Well, that's another part of it. And, you know, South Carolina fans are kind of salty about it, but even they have some sob stories. Like, one guy on the text line was like, hey, traffic's bad, getting out of Clemson, and by the way, the girl behind me threw up.
Don't give it away. I'm going to read it later.
No, it's not. That's not. It was a different one.
Oh, okay.
It was a totally different one.
I think it was similar.
If two people have the same story, then it was a dumpster fire everywhere all over the place.
If you do anything all day, stay tuned to this segment. At the end of this segment, I'm going to read you the funniest text from a Gamecock on our text line who can laugh at his own expense that you will hear all week.
John M. in Greenville says he also did not have ice at Williams-Brice. Apparently, the stadium was Williams-Bruh. Apparently, the guy who had the recipe graduated. That's not nice. That's not nice. We're not reading that one. That's not nice. Let's go to Chris on the Northern Communication phone line. 654-ROAR is the number. Chris, what's up?
What's going on, Paul?
You doing all right, man? We're doing great.
I'm good. Good, man. Appreciate you getting me in.
Sure.
I just wanted to get yours and Kelly's thoughts on Georgia and Mississippi State this weekend, and I'll take it off air. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Chris. We appreciate it. You know, I'm having a hard time handicapping that game because it's hard to contextualize what Mississippi State did because they were so dominant against LSU at home. It's hard to do that twice in a row, especially when you have to go on the road to a team that probably player for player has more talent than you, but a team that is not executing as well as you this season. And so all those things make it a difficult matchup to gauge right now.
This game, I'm still going back and forth. I haven't decided who I'm picking. Obviously, the one big thing for me is that it's at home for Georgia, so that's huge, in my opinion. But also, correct me if I'm off base here, Kwok, Georgia and LSU are, I think, a little more similar than not, if that makes sense. I think Fromm is a better quarterback than Ettling, but neither are dynamic, you know?
Right.
They're not going to beat you necessarily with their arm, and they both have very good running games, even though I would say Georgia has more weapons. Whereas LSU mainly just has guys. And I would think that LSU's defense is pretty good and you know, maybe as good as Georgia's, but they gave up 37 points. So if Georgia has a better defense than LSU and a better, more balanced run game than LSU, I kind of have to lean towards UGA because I do think Mississippi State was better than LSU, but not necessarily 30 points better every single night, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I agree with that, and I'll say one thing, and then we'll go back to the phones, but how many points Georgia score against Notre Dame?
20.
How many points Boston College score against Notre Dame?
More, right? What was the score?
They scored 20.
It was 20?
20. Now, that was a home game for Notre Dame and a road game for Notre Dame, but if Georgia's offense is more like Boston College, that's not going to fly against Mississippi State. That's going to look more like LSU. Because Mississippi State's offense, I think, is going to go there and execute and score some points. Because Nick Fitzgerald is that good. I mean, he's just He's a new Dak. He's Dan Mullen's newest creation. He's Dan Mullen's new Frankenstein's monster. That's who he is.
If this game was in Starksville, I think it would be a little different.
Easy, yeah. Mississippi State.
But because
State,
it's in Athens, I really have to think about it.
There's after such a beatdown, you do start to read depressed clippings a little bit. They have to be careful not to get overconfident going on the road. Kevin in Greenville's up with us next on the phones. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Sure.
First of all, I was at the game Saturday, and I knew the traffic was going to be bad. I got there extremely early to make sure I was parked. And I didn't use the restroom in the first half. I stayed out watching everything that was going on. And I left at halftime. So there were restrooms out near where I was parked. I wasn't aware of all the, you know, dirty stories that were going around until after
Yikes.
I got home and we started hearing these things on the radio.
Now, let me ask you this. The one thing that you probably works, but the pyrotechnics, I mean, that was just a disaster, and it probably will get fixed for next time. But the DJ, people are mad about the DJ. Why were people mad about the DJ there? What was your perception of that?
Well, I'll tell you, to me, it was how loud it was. I mean, it was very piercing, and it just overshadowed everything. And it's not really the blend of music, I don't think, you know, not to me personally. But there were other people that I heard saying that it was too progressive for them. They wanted to hear a little more laid-back music. To what degree, I can't really say, but you know, to me, I thought it was fine. I just thought it was extremely loud. Let me tell you what it was. This city was not ready for the 80,000+ that came. You know, they haven't had that in a couple of years, and I don't think they were really prepared, you know, for the crowd that showed up. And I was at the Louisville game last year for Clemson, and I'm going to tell you, I couldn't have had a better experience getting in and out. I mean, the crowd was, I believe, 111 decibel levels. And, you know, the first 5 minutes of the Carolina game reminded me of that.
Wow.
And after Debo got hurt, you know, it deflated everyone. And we all felt his pain. You know, I feel his pain now. So it reminds me a lot of Lattimore, as Kelly said earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be great for him to come back for that red shirt senior season, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think Carolina still could win against possibly Tennessee, and I think possibly Texas A&M, but it's going to take the next best player on the team. And from what I've heard, that's supposed to be Hayden Hurst.
Yeah.
And this guy has got to quit disappearing on game day. You know, being great in practice is cool, but you got to show up on game day.
I hear you, Kevin. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. That's an interesting perspective. You know, I can get volume, but there's always a complaint. Like at Clemson, when they put DJ Shane in the stadium, I'm sure some of the older crowd, some of the big money crowd was like, why are we doing this in the stadium? But when you're winning, if you see the benefit of having, and frankly, when you have a salesman like Dabo, didn't try to do that year two. He did it when he had already established a rapport.
Right.
Basically, everything he did was yes, yes, yes. We're just signing everything. And so he puts a DJ in the stadium, and they're like, yes, that's fine. We're doing that. At South Carolina, Will Muschamp doesn't have that type of carte blanche to do whatever. So there's going to be pushback. But when you see it work somewhere else, I feel like if you're thinking about the big picture, then you've got to understand this is the way things are going. You're recruiting against, well, they're not really recruiting as Clemson, but in their minds they are. They're not really, but in their minds they are. Everything they do is about trying to catch up to Clemson and some of their peers in their conference. And if Clemson has a DJ, then you got to figure out a way to match or exceed that if you want to beat them in that way. Otherwise, you're just giving free points to a team that's already beaten you on the recruiting trail.
Right, and you never want to alienate your big money donors. You never want to alienate that group. But there is something to be said for an atmosphere that helps you recruit. That's a big part
yes.
of why Clemson has a DJ. Mike in Simpsonville says that the DJ isn't for the fans. It's for the recruits and the players. Mike Money and Jonathan Gant will tell you that. That's a big part of it. I mean, when a recruit goes to Clemson and he understands, look, there's a lot of people in these stands that pay a lot of money and they get good seats and they get to watch us win. That's what they get. As a recruit, as a student, as a young fan, you get a I mean, you get a live atmosphere. You get a really fun atmosphere to be in, a hard place to play for opponents, and a place where you can have a really good time, and they're playing music you like. So it has to, there's a balancing act to it for sure.
There is a balancing
but
act.
But to not have the, as the caller called it, the new and progressive music, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot.
Well, you want to hear Brown Eyed Girl in the middle of the second quarter in a one-score game?
Sweet Caroline before a crucial third down? It's in baseball.
No. Exactly. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, keep baseball out your mouth.
You know, baseball playlists.
Don't compare baseball to the wants of elderly South Carolina football fans.
You can't play Bad and Bougie in between the second and third inning at a baseball game.
The heck you can't.
I know you can't.
I certainly would, but probably not. No, you're doing some stadium game. All right, the funniest text we've gotten all day, when we come back, we'll get one phone call, and Will Vandevort joins us for an hour two out of bounds. If it's anything like hour one, it's going to be nonsense, and also there's going to be some facts involved. Stay with us.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Make your tailgate even sweeter with football-shaped Bowberry biscuits. Made from scratch, sweet biscuits, freshly baked and topped with our delicious icing. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
You know, there's a lot of confusion about the right steps to take to secure the proper financial plan for your future. Well, Randy Strickland and Greg Wales of Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson can guide you through every single step. Their fee-based planning options allow you to invest with transparency and to know where every single dollar goes. They also offer sound, comprehensive advice with solutions to fit any investing appetite. Call Kiwi Financial at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Upstate, listen. Way More Transportation is hiring experienced dump truck driving professionals to operate late model automatic trucks. For more information and applications, go to waymoretrans.com. That's waymoretrans.com.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilA.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Maserati Greenville invites you to test drive the new Levante SUV. The Levante is an SUV like no other, embodying the passion, the sophisticated engineering, and exclusivity that have distinguished every vehicle engineered and crafted by Maserati. The Levante's elegant surfaces, spacious leather seats, intuitive onboard controls creates a whole new class of SUV. Discover the Maserati of SUVs, Levante, exclusively at Maserati Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road in Greenville.
Did you ever think you could get a compact tractor for $99 a month? You can! Get a John Deere 123E with quick attach features and our 6-year powertrain warranty, starting at just $99 a month. Call Greenville Turf and Tractor in Malden today. Disclaimer, offer ends October 27, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial for commercial use only. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payment. Warranty limitations may apply. Consumer offers available. Price and model availability vary by dealer.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, football season, and more.
try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
Football season is here, and it's time to score big and get in on the action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a single play. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Win with the best only at MyBookie.